Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach. And I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right, that's right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we're not going to let anything hold us back. Not technology or the lack thereof. I mean, absolutely nothing. Because we are on the move, and we're leaving the negative people, negative things as well, way, way, way behind. Just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 welcome back. I know yesterday was a bit challenging. This morning has been challenging. The chat room is now open. The chat room is now open for those of you who want to tune in. All right, all right. Well, it's Fantastic Fridays right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. We want to say good morning and welcome to the show today. Okay, we've had some interesting obstacles to try to come in our way. But today, we are letting it all go. We are looking forward. We're unboxed and moving forward. We're looking forward and not backwards. We're going full steam ahead. I know many of you are dealing with all kinds of challenges, all kinds of situations that can hold you back, situations that can just kind of drain your energy. Well, here we are. Happy April Fool's Day. Well, we're not fools. We are smart people. Okay. Okay, awesome. Just letting the people know that mistaken. Now, tune in to the show. April is here. Some people have been, you know, waiting for the spring to come. People have big plans coming. Get things underway. Well, it's here, y'all. It's here. It's here. It is here, officially. So I want to give a birthday shout out to those individuals whose birthdays are today. Would love to say happy birthday to Bishop Henry Cobb. God bless you and happy birthday. Also, my uncle. Also want to say happy birthday to Mr. DJ Perry Simmons, one of my Facebook friends, and Miss Shirley Austin. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Want to also give birthday shout outs to my niece, Kimberly Kelly. Happy birthday to you, Kimberly. Wonderful, wonderful. I tell you, some good things are happening right as we speak. Well, we have, today is Friday, April 1st. We have our event at the Wyndham today, 6 o'clock p.m., 550 International Highway at the Wyndham Hotel, right near the Newark Airport. You can't miss it. It's right on 109 on the southbound side as you're headed toward the Newark Airport. Right after you cross over the Route 21 or Route 22 overpass. Now, if you go too fast, you're going to miss it. You're going to fly right by it. It's the pinkish-colored building, the Wyndham Garden Hotel. We're going to be there tonight. Make your way there. You don't want to miss this night of impartation, information, and initiation. You will be able to initiate just powerful things for your life. So we have Dr. Tanya Blount. She is an author of several books. She helps people who have been victims of domestic violence. She is a domestic violence advocate. She is the editor-in-chief of a very successful women's magazine. She holds women's classes, self-esteem, character-building classes all around the country. She will be the speaker tonight, and she will be speaking on a topic. The theme for this event is just for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Well, she will be there. Also, I have a powerful woman who's going to be also there singing. One of her friends and colleagues will be joining her. Also, they are both from New York City, so New York will be in the house. If you are in the New York area, it's just a train away. It's just a train away. So please, if you can, stop by. And we want to say, also, we want to welcome to our beautiful city, though we know she's from this awesome city, Miss Kiva Renee is literally in the house. And she is going to also be performing at the Kingdom Women Empowerment Convention. You're going to be empowered, inspired, motivated, like I said, initiated. You're going to be imparted. Wisdom will be imparted unto you. Many things that you're doing will be confirmed. For those of you who are seeking confirmation, some things will be confirmed to you throughout this weekend. So tonight at 6 o'clock p.m., and then starting on Saturday at 9 a.m., you come back for day two, session two. And we have, on session two, we have Sister Kelly Willer-Weaver will be speaking on Saturday. We have Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we have Dr. Virginia Booth, and myself. Also, both days, Friday and Saturday, Kiva Renee, she will be dancing. Now, you know, she has a whole play. Her dance is a play, so you'll be seeing bits and pieces from her play. So for those of you who want to see the entire play, you will get a sampling, and you will be able to contact her and get her info because she will be here live. So make sure you come out. It's Friday night starting at 6 p.m., 6 to 10, and then on Saturday, 9 to 4 p.m. Now, the registration is only $10. $10. You can register. You still have time to register online. However, you are welcome to register at the door. You can register at the door. So I will be there, and you will be able to register at the door. But for those of you who like to get a jump on things and you want to register online, let me give you the URL to do that. So you would go to http://tinyurl.com/4S W as in Walter, N as in Nancy, R as in Robert, T as in Sam, 5, the number 5. So that's 4SWNRP, the number 5. So we look forward to seeing you there at the Wyndham Garden tonight and tomorrow, and or tonight or tomorrow. I know some of you have expressed an interest to attend, though you can't attend both days. Well, we are grateful and thankful for any support. We have pulled together this team of powerful, powerful speakers to get your life transformed, motivated, like I said, initiated. These are successful. All of these women are successful. They have dual success. All of these women have dual success, and some of them are triple. You could call them triple platinum, but some of them have, they're very successful in ministry, very successful in ministry. Each of these women have started ministries in their communities and in the country and even some in the world, and they are also very successful business women. That's what all of these women, including myself, we all have that in common. And I know at least myself and Pastor Rebecca also have Blog Talk Radio shows. Pastor Rebecca does the show on Saturday, Woman to Woman. And she possibly, Saturdays at 1 o'clock, you can catch Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She's also the author of about 5 books. She has 5 powerful books out. And you come there and find out all about her books. Also, Elder Virginia Booth, Dr. Virginia Booth, she has 2 books that I know of that she has done, and one she just finished. She will have her books with her, and she also has a series of audio tapes as well. And then a sister, Kay Serena, she also has 2 books currently out, and she's working to put out 2 more. And then Pastor Dr. Tanya Blount also is an author of just 3 books. One is just very, very new coming out. So, ladies, I'm telling you, women, ladies, teenagers, youth, seniors, come out. I'm telling you, you will be inspired and you will be motivated no matter what your age is. Now, like I said, many of them are highly successful. All of them are highly successful women in both ministry and the marketplace. They are very successful. They are very successful women leaders, business leaders. And so you want to make sure you come out to meet these women. And then, like I said, we have Kiva dancing with us, and she also is very powerful as well. And another person that is both successful in ministry want to connect with any of these women, they all are on Facebook, every last one of them. They have a Facebook page. That's the easiest way to connect with them, because from Facebook, you can learn about their other projects. You can learn about their various websites. They will have them listed on their pages. So I said the powerful women, successful in business, successful in the marketplace, and many of them have other gifts and talents as well. Some of them are successful in the arts. For instance, Dr. Tanya Blount also plays the harp. So she's a harpist, and she's an excellent harpist. So that right there lets you know that they're very creative. Also, I know Pastor Rebecca, she also is gifted in helping people write their books, publish their books. Kay Serena is also an event planner, and she's very good at that. So you need to come out and experience what these women have to offer. I also am an author as well, and do the life coaching seminars that help people get their careers on track. Also, Dr. Blount is a domestic violence advocate. She's a domestic violence advocate. And as you know, domestic violence advocates, they bring awareness to the problem, but they also provide assistance, counseling, coaching, and direction for people who are trapped or caught in the cycle of abuse and can't find their way out. And so she gives people help for that. And she also helps individuals after they have come out. They need support. Now, you know, it's one thing to be trapped in a cycle of domestic violence, but when you come out, you need support, you need help. So that's what's going to be happening this weekend on Saturday. I know many people wanted to know who's speaking first. So the order for Friday is Dr. Blount, also with singing and dancing. And then Saturday, there will be the musical portion of the day, also with the speakers intertwined. Registration is just $10. You can go to http://tinyurl, that's tinyurl.com/4, the letter S, the letter W, the letter N, the letter R, the letter P, and the number 5. Go to that website, and you can register online using a secured service. You can either pay by your Visa, Debit, MasterCard, or you could also pay by with your PayPal account. But you're welcome to pay at the door. Now, let me tell you about another powerful, powerful, exciting event. It's going to be held at they're getting ready for the all-new, super-duper Newark Screens. It's in Newark, New Jersey, right on the corner of Springfield Avenue and Bergen Street. You can't miss it. Bergen Avenue, you cannot miss it. It's where it's the movie theater. And inside, we're going to be in one of the rooms doing a career catch-up with Coach LaLisa workshop. You don't want to miss this. Thursday, April the 7th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. We are going to be there this coming Thursday. It is free and open to the public. So you're going to join author, career coach, minister, and radio personality LaLisa J. Williams for an empowering and hands-on job preparation seminar. Okay, so it is a four-part series. Check Facebook for next of this four, what topic we will do next for this four-part series. But the four-part series will cover many things, from assessing yourself, prior to going on the job interview, how to select jobs that are a good fit for you. Basically, you will be saving the company that you're going to work for a lot of money by determining beforehand if you are a good fit for the job. No need of wasting your time and no need of wasting the company's time. It's best to discover. I mean, I've been in the field of HR for a minute, working with human resources, having gotten an MBA in human resources, and all the articles that I've read, papers that I've read, companies that I've worked for or worked with or worked around, of all the individuals that I've interviewed, talked to, people that I know in companies, one of the single most things that can drain your company's profits and your and the bottom line is to have employees that are not a good fit for your organization. So people, if it's not good for the company, it's not good for you. It is best to take the time in the front end. So if you put in the time on the front end, the back end will be easier once you get on the job. So I don't advise people to just go out and take whatever job you can get unless you are desperate. When you are desperate, meaning you are the only income bearer in your home, all right, and you have bills due, you don't have a choice probably, okay? But everyone else, you need to take the time to assess your skills, your talents, your abilities, and then you research. So it's assess and research, then apply, then apply. But most people, they apply, then they later, do some assessment, and they find out that they're not a good fit for the company, and they end up in one or two positions. They either get fired or they quit. And therefore, in the meantime, they're miserable, and they make everyone around them miserable. So those are the kind of things that we're going to be helping you with on Thursday, how to avoid that, how to avoid that, how to avoid getting on a job where you feel stuck, and it may take you 5 years to leave there because you're stuck, and now you've wasted precious time. You've just really wasted precious time. So we're going to teach people how to not waste precious time, because you could have spent that time in training. Well, you know, you could waste 5 years on a job, right, in a job that you don't like. So we definitely want to help people get on the right track. We don't want you in jobs where you're wasting your time, 5 years on a job that is not a good fit for you. You could have gotten a bachelor's degree in that time, or a bachelor's and a master's in a field that you love. I'm telling you, I see it all the time. And then I see people after 10 or 15 years in a job that they hated, and then they decide to go back to school. Now they're frustrated, when you could have recognized at the outset that you don't have the skills that you need to get the job you love. So you take a job that you don't love, and you get trapped and sucked in for 5 or 10 years or longer, you see, only to discover there was something that you did love. So I want to help people not have that issue. I want to help people. Yeah, that's funny. I could hear, wait a minute. I hear something. I hear me in another room. So our wonderful, wonderful house guest for the weekend, Kiva, is listening actually from another computer. So very interesting. Now, you want to make sure that you come out, if you can, next Thursday, we will be where? At the Newark Screens, starting at 5:30. We're going to start at 5:30 p.m., and that will be the first installation of that session. Now, other topics that we're going to be discussing, we're going to be talking about the whole application, how important it is, the resume. We're going to be talking about some new and improved interviewing techniques. We're going to be telling you exactly what companies are looking for today. You know, I tell people that the hiring game has changed. What companies are looking for today may be different than the last time you went to apply for a job. Maybe you've been in your current job 5, 10, 15, 20 years, but now you're looking for something new, something different, and you need to get back in the job market. We're also going to be talking about how to fill your personal and professional development toolkit. We'll also talk about how important communications is in the job and give you some tips on great communication skills. So make your way down to Springfield Avenue and Bergen, right there on the corner. The formal address is 360-394. For those of you with your GPS, that you need to make your way there. We're going to have some refreshments. I'll be there, and there will be others attending as well. So please tell everyone you know to come down to this event. I definitely will be attending. Okay, and I want all my friends on Facebook, if you are going to, if you are able to attend, please go to the page and let us know that you're going to be coming. Let us know that you'll be there. I hope you can make it. I look forward to seeing you there. For those of you who you've been looking to improve on your customer service skills, also, we're going to be there to talk about the customer service side of job searching, the customer service side of job searching. So job search today is different than it was, you know, years ago. It's a big difference these days than what it used to be. Also, we're going to be sharing with you some actual companies that are hiring for those of you who need a job list of companies that are hiring. We're going to be able to help you with that as well and give you the names of some of those companies so that you could go and apply. And then we're going to talk about how to find that dream job. How to find that dream job. And you may be surprised at what it takes to get that job of your dream. So make sure you come out. Again, good morning, and good morning to those of you who stayed tuned. I know yesterday we didn't have the show yesterday, so we are glad that for those of you who were able to come back today, we thank you for that. And so I am looking forward to seeing many of you tonight. Also looking forward to seeing many of you Friday. The rest of you, some of you, if you are a student at Seton Hall University, I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. I will be doing a speech there on human trafficking and prostitution in the United States. And their theme is not for sale, not for sale. I think that was very interesting. It's being put on by the Dr. Martin Luther King Association of Seton Hall University. So if you would like to connect with what we're doing, please, please, please join us at any of these great events. Again, you can come tonight, tomorrow night. You can come right here to Newark, New Jersey, at the Wyndham. Then you could come back on Saturday, tomorrow. Then you can come back on Wednesday, on Thursday for that powerful event. And actually Tuesday we will be at Seton Hall. Hall. I'm not sure if it's open to the public, but I will double check on that for those of you who might be interested in coming there. Also, we have more great events coming your way. Opportunities for you to connect with us. Opportunities for you to get your dream job, to get your dream career, to get the life that you desire. So we will be there to impart some information to you, share some information with you, some of the things that we've learned along the way, some of the ups and downs. I know that some of you have expressed an interest. You know, those of you who want to write your book, please, this is a great time to come and connect, not only with myself, but others. And also, I believe, we have Miss Elaine Haskins coming. She's also an author and just a dynamic woman evangelist. And Minister Elaine Haskins will also be there. Some wonderful people are going to be showing up so that, you know, we just love to show support for one another. And network, you know, it's also networking. You're going to get to meet a lot of people, people that you never know who you may meet. You never know who you may see. You never know what your next opportunity has in store for you. So please, please, please don't hold back. Come out to these events. Registration, we've tried to keep it very low because we want everyone to be able to take an opportunity to come and share and experience some of the powerful, powerful changes that are happening. Show you what women can do. I know Women's History Month is almost over, but let us show you how we women work it. You know, we do, we work it. And I'm telling you, we're going to have a great time, a great time. And if you know anyone that's in transition with their job, you know, they have a job, but they're just not happy, well, let them know. They can come and find out what they need to do in order to get their lives on track. Now, here's another thing, too. Keep this in mind. You may say, well, I have a job and I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Wonderful. We absolutely celebrate you. But what about your cousins, your nieces, your nephews? What about your neighbor that you know has been looking for a job for a long time and you suspect, you know, you might just suspect that there's something not quite, maybe there's a missing piece, and you know, they need to come to find out. I will be talking about those missing pieces. There could be something missing. Maybe the only thing standing in the way of that person who hasn't started working yet is a bad attitude. You know, some people, the only reason that they're not working is that they have a bad attitude. Okay, so make sure you send those people. Maybe you are a leader. Maybe you are the pastor of a church. You know, send your congregation. Let them know. Print out the flyer and give it to them. Let them come. We're holding it in the evening for those individuals who may be on jobs that, you know, this isn't the right job, but you don't know what the right job is. I will be talking from my experiences of having come to New Jersey with no job 25 years ago. I had no job. I had very, very little job skills. But I worked my way up to the place where I am today, being an entrepreneur, but having had several jobs in between, working at Sharing Plow, having worked at Continental Airlines, having been a store manager at Dressbourne, and working at the college as an associate director over one of their major programs, a major funded program, the College Bound Program. So all of these experiences I will be drawing from. And my very first job here in New Jersey, I came in as a file clerk in an engineering company. So I will be talking about all these experiences, including my 2.5-year position with an attorney, a general practice attorney who did Superior Court, Criminal Court, and town, and he was a town attorney for many years and still is a town attorney. So I will be talking about all of these experiences in terms of a job and then my last job, which was that of a training coordinator. So I will be bringing all of that to the table to talk about how you too can get the job of your dream and how you can create the job that you want. So where are we going to be? At the Newark Screens. I wanted to really impress that upon you so that people can come on that day. You can come on that day down to the Newark Screens right here in Newark, New Jersey, and you can take part, oh yes, and you can take part in what we're doing, and you never know where your career is going to take you. You never know. I had no idea. You can't tell me, well, I have it all planned out. Well, you can have it all planned out all you want, but, you know, see, we have our plans, and then God has his plan, and his plan overrides our plan. So it's wonderful that we have our plan, but guess what? God has the ultimate plan. So we are excited. If you are a guidance counselor, please bring your students, bring your students as well. You know, 12th graders, they need to get ready, 11th graders, juniors, and possibly even 10th graders. They need to be prepared ahead of time. I tell you, they need to know how to dress for success. Even when they go for their interviews with colleges, you know, when your children, your students, if you're a guidance counselor, when your students go for their interview with colleges, that's just like a job interview. That's saying someone, you know, no matter how sophisticated we get, no matter how great technology gets, do you understand that first impressions are still lasting? The first impression that a person gets from the way we dress, the way we walk, the way we talk, it still makes a lasting impression on that person. So we want to see you there, Mr. Mika Wallace. We want to see you there. We want to see Ms. Tina Lane. We know she will also be helping to conduct the workshop that we're going to do when we talk about the customer service side of job hunting. Can you believe it? Yes. Customer service comes into play. Because think about it. When you apply for a job, at that point, everyone in that organization that you're going to come into contact with, you have to provide them with good customer service. You have to shake people's hands properly. You have to give people the proper eye contact. You know, you have to make sure that you are putting forward, you know, your best customer service, thanking the customer, thanking the people for the interview, thanking the receptionist, you know, who was so nice to you and showed you where to sit, thanking the persons who gave you the paperwork to fill out, or the people that might have told you about some other part of the company or the job. Okay, so there, she's going to be talking about some, you know, other things as it relates to customer service. And then on the job, when you get on the job, you now become a part of the company's customer service. So you have to make sure when you get on the job that you are providing customer service to everyone that you come into contact with. Do you treating both your internal colleagues with excellent customer service? So we're going to be giving you tips on not only getting a job, but keeping a job and also job advancement, okay? So that's going to be held this coming Thursday. This coming Thursday. So make sure you're there for that. And I really, really want to stress, because this is the first seminar of its kind being held like this in a movie theater, okay? Typically, you think of movie theater, you're going to watch Denzel on the screen, or you're going to watch, you know, any number of entertainers. I don't want to start naming some, because you'll say, well, you didn't name my entertainer, but you get the picture. So a number of entertainers, that's typically what we go to the movies for. Well, Newark Screens is doing something new. They are transitioning their place there to make sure that they really focus on the community at large. So they've invited people to come from the community and partner with them for other types of events as well. So we're going to be in a room that holds about 180 people. So we want to get as many people as we can at that theater. So please, please, please tell everyone you know to come out next Thursday, April 7th. And there are flyers, there's information. They have a website. Newark Screens has their own website. They have the flyer up. You can find out about this. And the best part of it all, it is a free event. It is a free event. So we're going to have a great, great, great time. Also, what else is going on? There's so much happening. Well, we'll be going to Cleveland, Ohio, April the 30th, with the International Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. We'll be going there, myself, Howard Scott, Versie Walker, Miss Elizabeth Patty, and Elaine Haskins, and Kay Serena Weaver. We are the six authors that will be on tour going around the country. And our first stop, well, we were here in February, so our next stop is Cleveland, Ohio. So we're very, very excited about that. And we already have it scheduled. So we're looking, if you know anyone in the Cleveland area who wants to write a book, who wants to find out about self-publishing, meet with authors face-to-face. Let us motivate, encourage you, and inspire you to get your book done, give you some tips and tools and strategies. Make sure if you're there in the Cleveland area, they could be in Akron, Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton, Ohio, Lima, Ohio, and they could be in parts of Detroit, parts of Michigan, parts of Illinois that are very, very close to Cleveland, and parts of Indiana. Also, make sure they come, and we will help them. We will show them the business side of becoming an author and how they can make income from what they from the knowledge that they have. You know, we're in a knowledge age. Yes, we are in the knowledge age where there's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of how-to things going on. So people today can tell you how to, you know, run a media campaign, all the way to how to get your hair done. You know, this is a how-to for so many different things. So that's going to happen April the 30th in Cleveland, Ohio. We will also be hosting in, well, we'll be a part of in May, Minister Patricia Martin is doing her second annual 100 Women in White and 100 Men in Black event. That's going to be May 14th. It's going to be awesome. We're excited about that. Looking forward to that. And we'll get you more information on that. Or you could go to her page on Facebook as well, Minister Patricia Martin. That's in May. And then also in May, I will be co-hosting with Dr. Booth an event in Philadelphia. Philadelphia. I believe it's going to be held at Temple University, but I'm not certain. But that'll be around May 28th. So I'll let you know more about that. That's going to be a women's empowerment and educational event. A women's empowerment and educational event. There's just some great things going on. You just have to stay in touch. Also, don't forget our monthly coaching sessions that I'll be doing. So don't forget to mark your calendar for those. We have a coaching session on April the 14th, Thursday. So make sure you connect with me for that. You can get me on Facebook. You can text me, email, or send me a tweet. I will definitely get it. And then on Saturday, April 16th, I will be doing a self-publishing workshop at the New Life Body of Christ International Church. That's the New Life Body of Christ International Church. It's on Washington Avenue in Belleville, New Jersey. Yes, 393 Washington Avenue in Belleville, New Jersey. From 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So it's going to be power-packed. And Elder Tracy Davis is coordinating this event. So we will be there, and we have some other workshops we'll also be doing at New Life Body of Christ International Church. We're also going to be doing other leadership and empowerment workshops there. So we are just very, 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 very excited about all of these workshops. Oh, yes. And for those of you who would like to get your credit in order, you want to get your financial life together, financial literacy classes, you can take part, you can become a participant in the Lavender and Lace program. You have to get in touch with Ms. Donye Huffman Goodwin, and you have to get in touch with her, and I can give you more information on that. For those of you who are interested, it is a 9-week program. It is during the day. You have to commit for the 9 weeks, and you have to be available. But for those of you who, if you know people, again, it may not be for you, but it may be for someone else that you know, a family member, a neighbor, a church family member, someone that you know, you can refer them, and that would also be a great, great service to refer people so that they could take part in these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunities. So Fridays, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we would definitely have you call in if you want to talk about your business or you want to, you know, give a shout out for your business. We know that we've been having some challenges with our technology, so you may not have called in today. You weren't sure if the phone lines were open. They are open, and you would simply call 347-945-7991. Now, also, we are going to be starting our very own training program right here in Union County, training individuals that are in transition. So look for those dates. We will be looking to start that in May. We're putting things in place now to start that in May. And we're going to be doing customer service, clerical, and administrative assistance training. So for those of you who want to, you like to type, you want to do administrative assistance training, you need job development training, we're going to be working with programs right here in Union County, people in the Union County area. I'm currently working with people in Essex County and Hudson County, and now I'm going to be starting a program here in Union County, and it's going to be awesome, 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 dynamic. We are so looking forward. Well, that's what we told you. You gotta live your dream, no matter how long it takes you. You can never give up on your dream. On Wednesday, just to follow up for you, on Wednesday, some of you know I was a speaker for the social work day at Essex County College. Now, I don't know how many of these they've had, but I know they've had something for 30 years, but I don't know how long they've had this day. I know it's been in existence as long as I've been affiliated with the college when I started working there in 1997. So I know they've had over 13 years of this. Well, this year was like a dream come true for me to be standing up there addressing almost 200 people. The room was packed, addressing individuals about never giving up on your dream. In other words, if your dream has died, you must resurrect it. If your dream was lost, you must find it. If your dream was just not really coming to fruition, you need to refocus, resurrect, and find your dream and make it come true. So I gave out 7 ingredients that you need to make your dream succeed. 7 ingredients you need to make your dream succeed. So I gave those out at this event. It was very, very powerful. It was overwhelming, really. The agencies that were there, they had almost every agency that you can name from this Newark and the surrounding areas, all of Essex County, they were there representing. It was wonderful, wonderful, awesome. Well, good morning, and I know we're about out of time. We only have a few minutes left to the show, but again, in case you wanted to call in, 347-945-7991. For those of you who aren't, you know, you got that last minute, you know, you'll notice that last minute call in. You know, sometimes we get that on the Coach Lalisa show. It's that last minute thing that somebody wants to share. Oh, also, I would like to give a shout out to our host and friend in Cleveland, Ohio. She hosts a lot of the events that I've done, and she's going to be hosting our conference, our writer and publisher conference that's coming there in June. So I want to give a shout out to her. Also, oh, yes, the Deb Davis Show is launching today. Don't miss it. I believe it's launching on YouTube. You know, Deborah Davis is the author of My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. She also has a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. She will be, her show, TV show is launching. We were her first guests, myself and Kay Serena Willer Weaver. Her topic was domestic abuse. So make sure in April, by the way, congratulations, is Abuse Awareness Month. So all month long, you're going to see abuse awareness workshops, seminars, conferences, including one that I will be doing, something small though, but nonetheless, because I am a victim and survivor of sexual abuse. I'm not only a survivor, but I'm a thriver. Some people just survive. They just barely make it out, but they're still kind of pitiful, really not over it, but it has stopped. Well, we want to teach people how to actually thrive beyond your abuse. So we're going to be talking about that. That's the aspect that I'll be. So not just surviving, you know. Surviving is great. Nothing wrong with it. But we want to go beyond survival. We want to be actually thriving. That means you're just soaring in the things that you're doing. Also, want to congratulate Miss Denise on that fine job she did over the weekend in Cleveland, Ohio. She had her Standing in the Gap 3. And it's been challenging, but guess what? She did it. She did it. It's a lot of work to pull off an event like that where she has, you know, 300 invited guests. Just powerful, powerful, powerful. And her speaker was an anchor for one of the major news stations up there in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, she has big things coming, so please remember that name, Denise Jenkins in Cleveland. She is the CEO of the Sanctuary CEC. And it's the place where I go and also do workshops with her organization. Now, don't forget Friday and Thursday, but Thursday and Friday, Kiva Renee has her show on Encouraging Moments with Kiva. And you can go on Blog Talk Radio and type in Kiva Renee, and her show page will appear. And when it does, you can click and listen to past shows. She's had some awesome guests. She has an awesome guest today at 11 o'clock. So don't miss that. Make sure you tune in there. Just wonderful, wonderful things. Don't forget to look into Lady Diana Flagg Washington has a book club. She has a Women Empowerment Book Club. So make sure you go to Facebook, connect with her book club. You may be an author and you would like to be a part of her book club. You can definitely do that. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, she has authors each month. She features a different author. How awesome is that? And she now has a website. She's doing her 501c3, and that group just began this year. So it's just some awesome, awesome, awesome things going on. And what else? Did I leave anything out? Can you believe it? I know I've covered a lot, but I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. Oh, yes, co-pastor Spalding is having a very, very powerful cruise coming up. So make sure she has a Godly Woman cruise and conference coming up in 2012. Coming up in 2012. So I know there's deadlines for monies to be turned in. You got to pay $100 by April the 19th. And after that, you can pay as little as $25 a week until April 2012. Isn't that something? So there you go. You can be on a cruise. They're going to have a good time. They're going to do rock climbing, snorkeling, basketball, shopping, and et cetera. You're going to meet the new Godly Woman Network. So she actually is starting a network. So many wonderful things are going on that you can take part of. There's no need to sit at home with nothing to do. Just no need for that. You can enjoy your life. You can have a good, abundant life by doing these things. Well, that's all we have time for today. We're glad you stayed with us. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.